Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. So we mentioned the Donald Trump trial continues today in New York. That's going to be a big topic in the national news. And in the state of Pennsylvania, we do have an update from Harrisburg, Paul.
Yes, Pennsylvania could become today the 26th state to pass a distracted driving bill. This would prohibit the use of handheld devices while driving. And it is now on its way to the governor's desk. Make it signed today, Larry.
Would it make a significant difference? We hope so, in saving lives and accidents. But I got to tell you, Paul, yesterday, and if you drive anywhere short distance or long, you're going to see people with that phone up to their face.
Yep. What this is going to do is, I don't think it's strong enough myself. This is just my personal opinion. Offenders will get a $50 fine, no points added to their driver's license. I think that those are not strong enough measures. Right. I don't think that's going to make someone who's already using their phone behind the wheel, I don't think that's going to make him any less likely to do so.
It's an interesting study in humans. When you pull up, say you're on a 2 or 3 lane road that has a lot of stoplights. I'm thinking of McKnight Road for me in the North Hills in particular. There's a stoplight, seems like, every 12 feet. And I noticed yesterday, a lot of people, when the light turns green, the people who are in the front are on the phone, so they don't see it. And then people here, compared to other cities, are much more patient.
I agree.
If you did that in New York, yep, they would be on that horn
in a millisecond.
So people... Yeah. They'll give you a benefit of the doubt. But what's interesting is they're in the wrong, right? And if someone beeps at them, they look at you, or the person that beeped at them, like you did something wrong.
Yeah.
Even if you, so there's two ways to beep the horn. There's lay on the horn and hold it, or just tap it just to, hey, wake up.
Time to roll.
And there was a guy, it was a left arrow, so you were waiting for the green arrow, and it was a long line, and I'm second in line, and I'm contemplating, do I hit?
Yeah.
Do I give him the quick beep? I wouldn't lay on the horn, but at some point, you're like, we got to go.
Also, there's a concern that you set somebody off, and then you've got road rage, you know, to deal with, which you're trying to avoid that.
Which happened, I know, somebody the other day, just the other day. And even though they didn't believe, they were in the wrong at all. It's just aggressive driving.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this law, and it sounds like it's going to go through. Have you heard of anyone prior to this? Because there's been a law in place about texting while driving, right? Have you heard of anyone that's received a ticket?
No, never. One thing that I do like about this bill that the governor probably will be signing today, it would require minors to learn about distracted driving with at least one question about distracted driving on the driver's exam.
I think that makes a lot of sense. That would be smart. And we talked to our buddy Jim Clare, Ultimate Defensive Driving, this time of year. You know, this is what he does, and he's the one out there teaching kids. And remember the point about delaying. A lot of kids don't, like when we were kids, when you turned 16, man, you wanted that driver's license fast as humanly possible.
Well, I got it the day I was 16, right.
There's a lot of kids out there now that delay getting a license for whatever reason. And once they do, it's so hard to get through to them about distracted driving because you have so much to learn as a young driver. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's bad enough for the rest of us.
I mean, there's already a lot of distractions on the dashboard that weren't there when you and I learned to drive. A lot more distractions, screens and
full screen.
Touch screens. And yeah.
Yeah, there's all kind of buttons. I mean, forget about the phone for a second. Even if you go hands-free and don't mess with the phone, even if you put it on, and there are apps that will allow you to do that while you're driving, your phone will tell somebody trying to call you, I can't answer now, I'm driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
The dashboards of most cars are so intricate, they're like spaceships
yeah.
with all the options.
I wonder how long it's going to be until one of the automakers starts offering a cell phone suppression feature so parents can activate it. And
I'm sure they have, you know, the technology, and we talked about this autonomous driving. I can't see really any time real soon that you got a bunch of cars driving around by themselves. However, they have implemented some of the technology onto current vehicles for safety, you know, keeping you in the lane, alerting you when you're in and out of a lane, mm-hmm. and alerting you when a car leaves the front of your car. They have that feature on other cars, and even automatic braking to avoid mm-hmm. crashes. I mean, all of this technology exists, but it's only going to help. And hopefully this law, you know, no doubt it will save somebody's life. You just don't know whose it is. But when does it say when it would take effect if they pass it?
I think when we discussed this before, it would take a year before it actually goes into effect. I think that they're going to use that year, that ramp up, to get the word out. Could be wrong, but I think that's, if memory serves right, that the last time we talked about it, it seemed that was the case.
All right, so when that goes through, now, just to be clear, this is not attached to the school and cell phone bill, right?
No.
In other words...
No, it's not. The school cell phone bill hasn't even been introduced yet. It's going to be introduced in the next few weeks.
They're
going to
shoot that down. As much as a lot of people might want it, where kids won't have access to their phones during school hours, that ain't going to happen. That's just not going to happen. How long has it taken us to get this far with handheld devices in cars? Other states have had it for years and years.
So, when did you get your first smartphone? I think I got mine in 2008. I think it was 2008.
That sounds about right. I don't actually remember the year. I just remember this. Wow, this is freaking amazing. And I mentioned this to you before. Radio Shack had a full page ad once, and it had all these devices on it. Everything on that page, video recorders, alarm clocks, music plays,
now
everything
it all fits
you can think
of. This little small little space right here.
And it's all right there. And Dr. Phil says it's the most significant change in humanity. And it happened in 2008 and 2009. That said, we're going to check traffic in a moment. Stop you! Saw another video of Mick Jagger as the Stones have returned to touring. Started in Houston like a couple of weekends ago. I marvel at that. Him being 80 years old and dancing around like that.
He does what he loves. It keeps him feeling young.
Because a lot of people might say, well, why are you still out there doing that? Because what do you want to do? You want to sit around and do nothing? Or if you have a chance, imagine the buzz you would get off of entertaining a stadium full of people and them loving you because you've been around for five decades, six decades.
And
almost.
once you get used to that lifestyle and the surge that you get out of performing like that, it's something you want to keep doing. I can understand it perfectly. And now I understand why professional athletes have such a hard time retiring. Their short careers only last a few years compared to what we're talking about now with the Stones. It's decades.
Yeah, like Marty says, you miss the game. Why wouldn't you? When you're getting that kind of accolades. The difference, however, for singers and actors and performers is it doesn't require the level of physicality that an athlete. I mean, you have a expiration date on your ability to play at the pro level in athletes. But, I mean, look at Willie Nelson. He's in his 90s, still touring for Farm. It's crazy. I love that.
The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Amen, brother.
Yep.
All right. We've been talking about this phone thing. I want to replay this Dr. Phil thing. It's a minute and change here. So talking about cell phones in cars, cell phones in schools, this popped up on my phone last evening. And I told Aaron, our producer, I said, I want to share this because Dr. Phil, I don't watch his show, but a lot of people know who he is, had this to say about smartphones.
Huge change in the human race, 2008 or 2009, and that was the advent of the smartphone. That's the biggest change in society since the Industrial Revolution. Think about it. We went from walking around with our heads up like this to down. People check their phone an average of 352 times a day. And look what happened to kids. When I turned 16, I was at the DMV waiting to get my driver's license, right? Now, kids turn 16, they don't even go get their driver's license. Yeah, I'll get it sometime. They start dating later. They start having sex later. They get their driver's license. Everything later. Why? Because they're watching people live their lives on the internet instead of living their own lives. In 08, 09, and 10, we saw the biggest spikes in depression, anxiety, suicide, and loneliness since they've been keeping records. That's when the cell phones came out. That's when smartphones came out. That's when the internet blew up because people started watching people live their lives instead of living their own life. And those lives they were watching were fiction. And they compared their life to that life and said, I suck.
It's so true, too.
The numbers back up what he's saying. The average teen spends nearly 8 hours of screen time every day.
8 hours. No wonder they can't find people to work.
And listen to these numbers. Compare these two trends. So the suicide rate for girls from 10 to 14 years old went up 131% from 2010 to 2019. Now compare that to this number. The number of teens with smartphones rose from 23% to 73% between 2010 and 2015. They go hand in hand.
And the genie is out of the bottle. So it's silly to say, I mean, you can lock up the phones in school, which probably is a good idea, but probably won't happen. And then cell phones in the cars will be illegal. Say a $50 fine, you risk it, right? Somebody gets a fine, no points. So there's no real bite.
Well, at least we're talking about it. At least the nation is starting to have a conversation about, you know, when's too much. You know, when a child does get a mobile device, you know, how do you ration that time out so that they're living their life, like Dr. Phil says, instead of watching others live their lives?
Well, think about this, Paul. I don't know about you. You live alone, so you spend considerable amount of time alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on the internet scrolling social media and you're seeing all these people out, maybe some people you know, that are doing all these apparently cool things, all these cool places. Some people Photoshop themselves to be in places that they're not really, and You know, I mean, you don't know sometimes what's real, what's not real, and that has an influence on you thinking, hey, I'm missing out. Why am I not?
I don't have, but
able to do this.
And that's a recipe, by the way. I've come to learn a recipe for unhappiness is living a life of comparison. If I'm comparing what I have to what someone else is, I'll almost always find that I don't have enough.
That is spot on, as Marty would say. Yeah.
So, you know, we can look at it this way. What are all the good things that are going on right now that I'm grateful for?
If you start your day by counting what you have and what you should be grateful for, you will be much better off the rest of the day. That's easier said than done for some people, because a lot of people tend to do the opposite. They start their day by what is not going their way.
Yep.
Right off the bat. Aaron, our producer, so you're at that age where smartphones have been a part of your life for basically as long as you can remember, right?
Yes. I think I was born like right in, I was in the shift where it was like I played a lot of computer games and then I got to experience when smartphones came on the scene.
Yeah, you were the first generation to have them as young people.
Right.
So we're going to look to...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To you for a lot of advice in the future, because you guys know everything.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Hmm.
Don't forget about us.
Never.
This comedian, I heard him say, he says, as you get older, he heard about this guy. He said when he was a young teenager, heard about this guy that had this unfortunate accident. They said he was 60 years old. He goes, well, I guess he lived a long life.
Hmm. Okay,
what
then.
Yeah.
As the decades fly by,
I beg to differ.
That starts to change, I can tell you that. Suddenly, an 103-year-old man, you're like, now you're going, yeah, man, you did it. And then what? From the. Our own Susie Cool in studio. Wearing her leather jacket, looking like Pinky Tuscadero.
Wow, there's a character we haven't heard from in a while.
Whereupon Susie goes, who's that?
And he already said this joke. He already said it. Off, and I said, who is this?
Off mic.
Yeah.
I mean, to you, you don't know who Pinky Tuscadero is.
No, I don't.
Fonzie's girlfriend.
Do you ever remember Happy Days? Do you ever hear Fonzie?
I've never even heard of Happy Days.
Seems like you have a lot of Happy Days.
I do.
But it was a very popular television show right before we got electricity. Anyway.
Right before we got electricity.
We have this giant gender gap here. But the future lies with you and Aaron and all the other people here have gathered.
I feel like the future's in good hands. I might drop it a couple times, but we're good.
All right. First of all, your background in baseball.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it.
Paul Skeens, this phenom, mm-hmm. coming up from Indy, from the minors to the majors. Big announcement yesterday, Saturday, 4:05 with the Chicago Cubs at PNC. Who is this guy?
I hope Pittsburgh Pirates fans are excited. Because this is what they've wanted all season, right? Well, you're getting it. And yes, I'm excited that Paul Skeens is up here because look at what he's done in AAA. He's been disgusting. 98 of 422 pitches in triple digits. An average velocity on his four-seam fastball of 99.9 miles per hour.
My goodness.
The scouts grade his four-seamer an 80 grade, which is like exceptional, excellent. In terms of scout grading, he throws his slider 25.1% of the time, which is his second best pitch. I mean, he's insane. A 0.99 ERA, 7 starts, 45 strikeouts. He's holding opposing teams to just a 175 batting average. So, yes, we're excited, right?
Yes, very much so. And to add to the excitement, he brings an element of glam because his girlfriend...
Yes, Livy Dunn will be here too, yes. So, literally, if PNC Park is not sold out or close to capacity on Saturday, I would actually be shocked because people have been waiting for this. However, I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Uh-oh.
Yes, let's bring Paul Skeens up. Does he deserve it? Has he put in the work? Yes, however, his deepest outing was just 6 innings. The most pitches he's thrown all year, just 75. However, whenever he was with LSU last year, he did hit a pitch count over 100 pitches. In 13 outings, he threw 120 or more pitches in 3 of his final 4 starts with LSU. And they were all in the postseason, which is crazy. So he can have a high pitch count, right? They've just been treading lightly with him because they don't want to overthrow him down in Indianapolis before he gets to Pittsburgh.
So we shouldn't expect a long performance from him on Saturday, maybe 3 or 4 innings? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think his pitch count's going to be very high. I would say they're probably going to keep it like maybe 50s, maybe 60s max. I could not, like, he's not going to throw 75. He's only done that once with Indy this year. However, the starting rotation is not the problem with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mm-hmm. So bringing Paul Skeens up, yes, that's going to be great. But if this batting lineup does not produce hits like they didn't against 2 of the worst teams in all of Major League Baseball, their last 2 series at home, then they're still not going to win. Paul Skeens can't play every position. He can't be in the lineup. He could pitch for the next 10 years every single day. And if the Pirates don't produce a hit, they're not going to score a run and they're not going to win.
Wow. Cold water.
Seriously.
Splashed.
I'm angry with the Pirates lineup because if you look at the lineup, there are only two players that are hitting over 250. Connor Joe at 288 and O'Neill Cruz at 252. Everybody else is hitting 250 or lower. And then you have Jack Suwinski, who is in the lineup almost every single day, hitting 178. And if I see him misread another ball in center field, knock it off.
Wow. Susie brings it.
I have to be honest with you, the at-bats, especially yesterday afternoon in the bottom of the ninth inning, those at-bats, watching, you know, called strikes, and then swinging at balls off the plate, out of the zone, it's pretty bad. I mean, it's hard to defend.
It's not good. And a lot of people are blaming it on the inconsistency in the lineup. You never know what position you're going to be playing. You don't know where you're going to be in the lineup, whatever. But you're also playing professional baseball.
and you are at the highest level. You got there for a reason. You should be able to settle into this lineup at some point, no matter where you're at, no matter what position you're playing. And the Pirates are becoming a utility-based team. Like, they want guys to be utility players. And that's where a lot of major league teams are going. I saw it in the Philadelphia system last year. So, I don't know. The lineup is the issue right now. It's not the starting pitching. And Derek Shelton has said that time and time again. They've had 16 quality starts. Our starting rotation.
Pitching has not been the issue overall. You're right. And this was a team that everybody told us in spring training.
They had 46 home runs. The power was there in spring training. They led all of Major League Baseball in homers in spring training.
And then poof. And
it disappeared after that great 9-2 start. All right, before you go.
Sorry for my rant. Anyways,
no, that was
No, Susie knows baseball, and I like to hear what you say.
So for those that don't know, Paul Skeen's girlfriend is Liv Dunn, right?
She's so cute, yes.
She's a famous gymnast.
For LSU.
Gone viral, and she has her own social media following now. She's an influencer.
She's bigger than Paul Skeen. She has like 2.1 million followers on Instagram. I don't know how many she has on TikTok.
What about Russell Wilson's wife?
Sierra?
Yeah. Sierra said...
I feel that these guys are coming here, and I'm sorry, you're being overshadowed by your ladies. Like, there are more people. I was in a group message yesterday, and mind you, yes, they were males, but they were more excited that Livy Dunn was going to be at PNC Park than Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens was like the afterthought. Like, oh, we get to watch him pitch, but like, I hope I can see Livy Dunn.
That's the same kind of a feel that was going on with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Are they coming in today? They driving in, flying
let me,
in?
Let me call Livy. Let me ask her. I'm just kidding.
Your assignment is interview Liv.
I would love to.
And we'll talk on Monday.
She did. I don't know if you know this, but she actually did give a little bit of a hint that Paul was going to be called up because she put his jersey on her Snapchat on like Sunday night or something. She kind of leaked. I don't know if she probably was allowed to. But
all right, what else cool scoop? What are you doing? What are you covering this weekend?
Well, it's Mother's Day. So there is so much going on for Mother's Day this weekend. The Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium has a deal for mom. If you go there with her and you're her kid, obviously, she gets them for free. Gateway Clipper has Mother's Day cruises at 11 and 4. Mixed Candle Company is a really fun event just to go to with your mom. There's shopping sprees and flea markets around. Cool Springs Golf Course has jewelry making, bouquet crafting, wine tasting, and golf from 12 to 2. And then a ton of places have brunches, Cadence and Cellars, Melting Pot, Hofbräu House, and more.
Susie Kuehl, how do they find you?
At Susie Kuehl, S-U-Z-K-E-W-L. And I'm sorry for my rant today, everybody, but here we are.
All right. Liv Dunn.
I'm excited for her, but I'm also, I don't know where I'm going to be for the game, but I cannot wait to watch Paul Skeens.
I wonder if they show her like they do Taylor Swift.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you can bank on it.
She's going to be right behind home plate every shot.
We'll look forward to your interview with her on Monday.
Yeah.
Thank you. Susie Kuehl, the Cool Scoop. Coming up 10 until 2, Marty Griffin, getting Marty.
Oh, man.
What do you got going, Marty?
Oh, Larry, what an honor to be here with you, in your presence. So nice to have Raz back.
The Raz man.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
I can't hear him, but to hell with him.
He said, good to be back.
Who gives a damn?
Yeah, baby.
How about these clowns in Burgettstown who wouldn't let this 14-year-old girl go to this school? They threw her out of this school dance.
Right.
They finally put out a new policy. I find it so ignorant, by definition, that a school district would take a 14-year-old girl who's at the dance for 2 hours and throw her out saying she's not qualified because she's in... Who in the hell? I challenge anyone, listen, all six of you listening, I challenge any of you to prove me wrong that it's illegal, that extracurricular activities do not consist of school dances. It's just obnoxious, man. It's bureaucracy at its worst, my man. Hey, who's the most powerful woman in the state other than my wife?
In the state?
In the state.
Kim Ward.
Other than my wife. I call my wife the general. We literally stand at attention in the morning and she gives us orders. Like these sheets of these ridiculous things that we have to do. No one listens. Big tax cut. Big, big, billions of dollars for Pennsylvania families. How you doing? Kim Ward, right off the top. It's called news, fellas. Something you're unfamiliar with on your little show. Am I on fire today? Or are my hemorrhoids?
Go ahead.
Flaming.
Are my hemorrhoids flaring up?
I'll tell you when we have to go.
Flaming.
How about when a big shot asks you, Cy Holzer, big shot, asks us to go to a dinner with a big shot. Gives us like a 20-minute notice. That means he doesn't want us to go to dinner. You know what I'm saying, Raz? That's what I'm saying.
And this, you asked him to get the seats behind home plate for Paul Skeen's game Saturday.
Me, Larry, Cy, nothing, honey. Nothing.
I get you in.
I don't want cheap seats, man. Come on, man. I don't want your cheap seats. Hey, at the end of the day, Zappala wants to have another death penalty case. Why is that, Larry? When's the last time anyone was executed in Pennsylvania?
Was it the 80s?
1999. When's the next time? It'll never happen again. It's ridiculous grandstanding, and it costs taxpayers millions of dollars for him to prove some point, and there is no point. It actually irritates the hell out of me. Can you tell? In a really kind of cool story about this dog that no one would adopt. And it's so cute because we have a trainer that stepped up, Paul Anthony, to train the dog. And the dog's having what's called, chuckle, chuckle, a meet and greet today. Meet and greet, Larry. Greet this.
Wow, boy. What happened? So what happened? Something.
We should all go to Burgettstown and just do something on their lawn. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. I find it so annoying in my life when big shots pick on little people. And I guess because I have daughters, and I guess because daughters value dances so much, and I guess because they're so vulnerable at 14, that these jagoffs in Burgettstown to grab this little girl from a dance and throw her out. There's things that you can't jack with, Larry.
So for those that
jack
didn't hear
with 14-year-old girls.
The first part of that, though, is she's
Cyber school. Straight A's.
In that district.
Right. She buys a ticket, goes to the dance, 2 hours in, the jagoffs throw her out saying she doesn't qualify to be in the dance. She's fully dressed, working the corsage and all that stuff, and she's crying. And these jagoffs, and I would use the A word, but we're not allowed to on this radio station because not after 9 at night. I'll come back on Rob Pratt's show. do this to her. There is nothing, as you can probably tell by now, that grates on me more. By the way, we're trying to get the mayor. Where's he? He hasn't been on our shows in, what, months? Is he boycotting us with Sarah?
I don't know.
She's showing me, isn't she, Larry?
She is showing you.
Come on, man. Pirates. Skeens. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Skeens.
Him too.
And Liv Dunn.
She is smoking. How you doing? Looks like one of my Peloton trainers.
Oh, yeah.
Marty's unraveled today.
He's going to be unleashed in moments.
We have a new boss. I think I'm allowed to bark again.
I think there's a ban on barking
still. How about PJ yesterday, the new boss? Whoa.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention.
All of a sudden,
how would you know what he was saying?
Well, they threw you under the bus. We have this thing called social media unaware of.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.